Put your hands and just worship. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Own me, Lord, I am all yours. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. We ask that no one among us will return back the same way they have come. Precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this morning in Jesus' precious name. Everyone excited to be here today, say aloud, amen. Welcome to day number 14 of the fast. And in the name of Jesus, you will not fast in vain. You will not fast in vain. In Jesus' name. Serving the Lord through soul winning is a subject today, and this is part two. We have two main objectives. The first is to understand what soul winning is all about, and the second is to understand the dividends of soul winning. What is soul winning all about, and what are the dividends of soul winning? Our month is a month of dedication for dominion. So the first month of the year, we are dedicating ourselves to God in order to walk in dominion. The introduction of this message and the conclusion will be the same as the first service, but the body will be different. Introduction. Six things to know. Number one. Every saved person was once a lost soul. Everybody that you see that is saved today was once a lost soul. The wages of sin is all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every saved person was once a lost soul. Number two, every lost soul is doomed for eternity in hell. Every lost soul. So all of us were once doomed for eternity in hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forsake God. Psalm 9 verse 17. We're all doomed. If Jesus did not interrupt our lives, many of us would be in hell today. We had friends that we did things with that are in hell now. Every lost soul is doomed for eternity in hell. Number three, God sent his son to die for the salvation of the lost. That includes you, includes me. He sent his son to die for the salvation of the lost. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He sent his son to die for the salvation of the lost. Number four, every lost soul who receives the sacrifice and lordship of Christ in their lives becomes saved. Every lost soul. It doesn't matter how lost you are. If you decide to receive the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, and you decide to make Jesus Lord over your life, you can become saved. Every lost soul who receives the sacrifice and the lordship of Christ in their lives becomes saved. So we get saved as we confess his lordship. Number five, every saved soul is given the ministry of reconciling the lost to God. Everyone saved by God has the ministry of reconciling the lost to God. We have the assignment of connecting others back to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20. It said, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word or the ministry of reconciliation. If God ever saved you, we were not saved for religion. You were not saved to sit in church and receive preaching and receive prophecy and receive blessing and go back home and sit down and watch your friends and loved ones live the way they want and leave them alone. That was not the purpose. Everyone that was saved to save others. Every saved soul is given the ministry of reconciling the lost. The lost that is your kind. If you are a doctor, how many doctors have you led to Christ? You are a lawyer. You are a businessman. You are a government official. It's a reconciliation ministry. Number six, God rewards the soul winner both in time and in eternity. Scripture, John 15, 16. He rewards the soul winner both for time and in eternity. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. He has chosen us to go forth and bring forth fruit, and fruit that will abide. That is, whatever you ask me after you do this, I will give it to you. He said in John chapter 4, verse 36, he said, he that reapeth receiveth wages. If you are a soul winner, you are on assignment for the souls of men. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Beloved, this is the point of the matter. Let me go over what I have said so far. First of all, that every saved person was once a lost soul. Pastor, bishop was once a lost soul. Number two, that every lost person is doomed for eternity in hell. If God did not save you and you remain in sin, hell would be the outcome. Number three, that God sent his son to die for the salvation of the lost, including you and me. And number four, that every lost soul who receives the sacrifice and the lordship of Jesus in their lives, they become saved. You received, I received, we become saved. And number five, that every saved soul is given the ministry of reconciling the lost to God. All of us, pastor, laity, we have the ministry of changing lives. Number six, God rewards the soul winner both in time and in eternity. Question next we are to answer is, what is soul winning all about? What are we striving to achieve in soul winning? I mentioned five things in the first service. I wouldn't be able to do that because of time. So I will go straight to the second five points that I will make. What is soul winning trying to re- to achieve, number one. Soul winning is trying to, first, to bring reconciliation between man and God. Reconciliation. Your assignment, my assignment, is to bring reconciliation between God and man. There was a relationship breakdown between God and man. Relationship broke down in the Garden of Eden. When man sinned, God drove them off. Relationship broke down. Genesis chapter 3 and in verse 23. God drove them from the Garden of Eden. And the Lord sent him forth from the garden to till the ground from whence he was. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 18 to verse 20, we just saw the ministry of reconciliation. Your assignment, my assignment, is to tell man it is enough. Don't quarrel with God again. Don't be far from God anymore. Reconcile to your maker to bring reconciliation between man and God. Number two is to restore the life of God back to man. The life of God. When man sinned, the life of God died. To restore the life of God back to man. When man fell, he lost the life of God. He said in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, he said, the wages of sin is death. Death is the end of life. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Adam sinned, he didn't die physically. He died spiritually. He lost the life of God. Your assignment and my assignment is to restore the life of God back to man. That's why I said in John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What are we endeavoring to achieve in the salvation of the souls? Number three is to bring God pleasure by ensuring that the sacrifice of his son is not in vain. Again, to bring God pleasure by ensuring that the sacrifice of his son is not in vain. God sacrificed his son to die for the world. That death must not be in vain. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Bible says that God is not willing. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 11, he said, he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. God wants to see the result of the suffering of Jesus, and he's satisfied. When we sit in church as crying babies all the time, that is not what will bring God pleasure. But when you hit the road, when you rescue a lost sinner, when you change a frustrated soul, when you interrupt the journey of somebody who is headed to hell, and you bring them to Jesus, you give him pleasure. Hallelujah. That is why some of us, we don't ask so much and we see so much. Because when you give God pleasure, you cannot escape pleasure yourself. To bring God pleasure by ensuring that the sacrifice of his son is not in vain. What are we trying to achieve? Number four is to share God's love with others by causing them to share our experience of God's goodness. Share God's love with others by causing them to experience, by causing them to share in our experience of the goodness of God. Sharing God's love. If God is good, it is something to share. This day, the leper said, is the day of good tidings, and we do not well if we hold our peace. I think that will be 2 Kings chapter 6, maybe verse 7, 8 thereabout. Second Kings 7, that's right, 9. They said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. God has done something good in my life, done something good in your life, giving you peace of mind, delivered you from the fear of eternal damnation. We share God's love with others by causing them to experience, to share in our experience of God's goodness. In John chapter 4 verse 29, when Andrew saw the master, all right, this was the woman of Samaria. She was sharing with others, come see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And in verse 30, the whole city of Samaria went with her as she went to share the goodness of God with others. She experienced something good. She didn't want it to, she didn't want to keep it to herself. What we share will spread. What we keep will shrink. Anything you share multiplies. Anything you keep diminishes. She shared God's love. That was the same thing that Andrew did in John chapter 1 verse 20. When Andrew saw the Messiah, Andrew said, Andrew said to his brother, come and see. He brought him to experience and to encounter the Messiah. What are we doing? We are sharing God's love by causing those who know us to share our experience. Okay, John chapter 1 verse 41. He findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which has been interpreted the Christ. This is what we are doing in soul winning. Finally, number five, which is actually number 10 overall, we are endeavoring to what? Five, to bring escape from man. Escape for man from eternal damnation. Escape for man from eternal damnation. Summary. We are trying to ensure that nobody goes to hell. Escape for man from eternal damnation. We are on the assignment ensuring that nobody ends in hell. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, all the way to verse 3. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. We don't want anybody to end in the eternal flames of fire. Psalm 9 verse 17 said, the wicked shall be turned to hell. And everyone that forget God, we don't want hell to be their end. This is what we do at the place of soul winning. We are trying to warn as many as we can to end with us in eternity in heaven. I pray for everyone here today, grace not to miss God be released upon you. Grace not to miss God be released upon you. Grace not to miss God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Now, what are the dividends of soul winning from the life of Saul? Saul was the man who went to look for his father's lost flock. If you read 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. His father sent him to look for his missing flock. That was the same assignment the father gave to Jesus, his son. in Luke chapter 19 verse 10. He said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to seek that which is lost. And he gave us the assignment. In John chapter 17 verse 18. He said, as my Father sent me, I sent you. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. John chapter 20 verse 21. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. Now, Saul went after his father's donkey. And what was the outcome? In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 to verse 7. You read, then Saul took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head after he was looking for his father's lost flock. If you are looking for your father's lost sheep, expect this kind of encounter. He took a vial of oil, poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin, Azazel, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father has left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shall thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God, to Bethel. One carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery and a tabret, a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. This shall be somebody's testimony. You believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you are out looking for your father's missing flock, what do you expect? I realize that while I gave the points in the first service, I omitted one. And that will be included right now. Number one, the release of the anointing. God anoints people who go on assignment for him. And they went forth and the Lord went with them. He anoints people who go on assignment for him. We saw all that testimony from 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, Luke 19, 10, John 17, 18, and all that reference is there. The release of the anointing. Number two, the release of destiny. Saul stepped into his destiny, his life's assignment. He never knew he was a king until he was looking for his father's lost sheep. God will cause you to step into things you never knew you had any business with. It will cause you to step into destiny as you step out on assignment for him. Number three is the release of command, authority, and royalty. You just step into command. The Lord anointed the captain over, captain over, captain over, captain over. Try it this year and see what God will turn your life into. Number five is the release of divine direction. The release of divine direction. He began to receive direction. After you leave me today, go here, go there, go there. He got into that by looking after his father's donkey. Direction. Direction in life. Direction in marriage. Direction in business. on assignment. Number five is the release of favor and supernatural supplies. Favor and supernatural supplies. They shall greet you, they shall give you. I have seen unusual favor in my course of assignment for God. One day we went for a crusade and we had three aeroplanes waiting on us, provided from three different sources. Cameramen entered some. Ushers, whatever. Just waiting. We went for a crusade. The release of favor. Number six was what I omitted. So number six will now become number seven. Number six is the release of progress and acceleration in life. Progress. Then thou shalt go forward. That was what Samuel told Saul. In the course of this, then thou shalt go on forward. Progress and acceleration. You are not permitted to remain on the same spot. And they went, and the Lord went with them. Then thou shalt go on forward. Your life is not permitted to be on hold. If you are in motion with God, you are not, your life and your destiny is not permitted to be on the hold. If you are on the move for God, your life, your destiny is not permitted to be on hold. No devil can detain your destiny. If you are on the move for God. And then number six is the seven now is the release of life's potentials. Saul did not know that the prophetic gift was inside him until he went out to look for his father's donkey, until he went out to look for the lost sheep, the lost flock. He never knew there was prophetic gift in him. There are graces you carry. There are gifts you carry. There are abilities you carry. You will never know until you go on assignment for God. Finally, number eight is the transformation of life. As a younger person, much younger in secondary school, I was a crowd shy person. Even though I was very, very aggressive in many ways, but crowd shy. Standing before people and crowd wasn't shy. But as I went on assignment for God, there is not a crowd in this world I can't face now, even if it is hell. That is, you put a pulpit in hell, I can face all the devils there. There was something inside I never knew was there. Just turned loose. Just turned loose. There are things about yourself you don't know yet until you begin to work for God. Until you begin to step out on assignment for God. That was from the life of Saul. These are the things we see. Let's go through it very quickly as we begin to round off. From the life of Saul. We see the release of the anointing as you go out to look for your father's flock, the lost sheep, the lost flock, the release of the anointing, then the release of destiny, then the release of command, authority, royalty, then the release of divine direction, then the release of favor and supernatural supplies, then the release of progress and acceleration in life, then the release of life's potentials, then the release, the transformation of life. This we see from the life of Saul. But in conclusion, on a general note, we saw in the evangelism course we are doing currently about 12 things generally that if you go out for God are the dividends. What we saw was from the life of Saul. Now this is generally in the life of everybody. Some of the things we saw in the life of Saul will appear here. And so dividends of evangelism we saw from the life of Saul now generally. Number one, dividend is divine presence. God moves with those who move for him. And they went and the Lord went with them. Divine presence. When you walk for God in the agenda of souls, people feel God when they come around you. There is something about you that makes people to feel God. Divine presence. Number two is supernatural manifestation. Signs and wonders. And the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. While they go out on assignment. You don't need to be a pastor, a preacher, or apostle to pray for the sick, for them to be healed. Supernatural manifestations. Number three is spiritual authority. Capacity to command and be obeyed. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. No power of hell subdues you. Number four is divine preservation. You are not wasteable. You are not easily finishable by any devil. He said, they shall drink deadly things, it shall not hurt them. He said, they shall take up serpents. It shall, why? Because they are on assignment for me. See, they shall take up serpents. And if accidentally they even drank concentrated sulfuric acid, it turns into water in their body. I'm not saying you should deliberately go and look for acid to drink. That is suicide. You want to kill yourself. That is suicide. Or you look for snake and go and carry it. That is, you are looking for death. That's not what I'm talking about. You match snake suddenly without your notice. You say, I can protect you. You drank crystal clear acid, thinking it was water because they are the same color. He said, I will protect you because you didn't know. But you see lion and jump into lion's den. And you say you are modern day Daniel. You will tell the story in lion's stomach. And give the account of your life to God. Why you decided to commit suicide. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people who do things and they call it faith. No. There's things. It's not faith. It's foolishness. Assumption. It's a presumption. It's not at all. The devil told Jesus, jump down from the story building. He will give his angel, say, mumu devil. I will follow you with that mumulity, with that stupidity. Is that what he said? That I should jump down. And then he will give his angels charge over me. He said he will give his angels charge over me in case I hit my leg against this. In case I stumble on something. Not when I deliberately decide to finish myself. Hallelujah. So that is divine preservation. And then you have divine health and vitality. If you serve God, he services you. He say you bring forth fruit in verse 2 of John chapter 15. Then I will prune, I will purge you. Purge means to remove out of you what does not belong to you. Anything that is a distraction of your mind, a distraction of your health, a distraction of your strength, I take it out of you so that you can serve me the way you need to serve me. Divine health and vitality. Number six is answered prayer. Somebody was trusting God for a wife. And I'm sure the wife was trusting God for a husband. And she went for evangelism in Asaba. From a Rewan church, we said everyone should evangelize. In Asaba, she traveled. And she was preaching, I think, around the motor park. And a young man stood and was watching her. She thought that the young man was interested in the preaching and wants to give his life to Christ. The man was already born again. But as he was passing, he saw this young girl preaching. God said, that is your wife. She just said, that is your wife. And he stood watching. At the end of the day, he met the young lady. Long story made short, it was physics to chemistry. And he got married. That was how she found her husband on the evangelism field. Am I communicating at all? Answered prayer. There are prayers that God answers when you are on assignment for him. Number seven is supernatural supplies. When I sent you forth without pause or scrip, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Luke 22:35. He that reapeth receiveth wages. When you work for God, He pays your bills. He pays you wages. I can confirm that that is true. Many years ago, a man came to meet me at home, and that they directed him to come and see me. I don't know him, and I was so shocked because I don't see people at home or counsel at home. Because the work in church is enough. If I take it to home, then it will be too drastic. But he came all the way. That somebody sent him. The person is not in this country. Alright? He brought an envelope. Opened the envelope. It was plenty zeros. Millions. Draft. Where is the man? I have never met him. I don't know the man for life. Tell him that I say the Lord bless him. That's the end. He left. I was at home. Big wages came to meet me at home. Plenty zeros. As at that time, I believe that thing that came can buy a house. As at that time. I didn't know who. I didn't know them from nowhere. One day, I was going through my things. Just so I saw a careless envelope. I brought it out. I realized there was a check in it. And this check has been like 6 months or almost a year. Plenty zeros. No, I don't want to mention things because there are too many bitter people on earth today. Otherwise, I could mention figures, but there are too many bitter people. Even there are some who will be sitting in church now. You are talking of plenty zeros. I'm looking for transferred money. So, I realized that the check has been there for 6 months or more. So, I saw a number at the back of the envelope. So, I called the number. And a person picked from a part of this country, southern part of the country. So I said, I'm so sorry, I saw this envelope with this check in it. And I saw your name and number at the back, so I decided to call. What is it for? He said, oh, so sorry, I am so and so person. You don't know me, but I am here. Your life has blessed me, your ministry has blessed me. So I went to one of your branches in this town and gave the envelope to the pastor there to help me give to you. So the pastor may have given me an envelope and I was not aware. So I said, I'm sorry, I was not able to cash the check. Is the check still available? And he said, oh no, it is cashable now. The present, it is still cashable. Till tomorrow, I don't know him. I have not met him. I don't know him. The first talk was the last talk on the phone. Not that I will follow him off in case another check will come. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it is easy to call him back and say, the Lord bless you, you know. So how are you doing? How is your business? Now please be in touch with me anytime. In case you need any prayer, let me know. So that is how people molest their life and just useless-size their life. And the person, oh, I thought the man was a respectable man. You are now following him up. After 3 weeks, hello? I just called to find out how you are doing. That first call was the last. So that you don't make man your source. God did not consult me before he directed him. And he wouldn't need to consult me for anything to come. Am I communicating? You see, but God pays wages. God pays wages. And so, he that reapeth receiveth wages. Let's go to the next number. Divine wisdom. The Bible said, the tree of the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth soul is wise. That is, by the time you are on assignment for God, winning the souls of the lost, there is a level of wisdom you begin to operate in life generally, in business, You know, Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 also said it. He said, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Semicolon. That means there's a connection between the first part and the second part. And they that turn many to righteousness are stars forever. So they that be wise are equal to they that turn many to righteousness. You cannot be in the business of turning many to righteousness and be a fool. The wisdom it takes to win souls, that wisdom flows through you. And that's why the church institution is one of the most solid institutions on the earth today. You run the church is running smoothly, effortlessly. Systems are running, schools are running, this is running, that is running, staff work is running, salary is paid. Because there is a wisdom that comes from doing the assignment of God. And that wisdom is superior wisdom. I see the wisdom coming for somebody. Number 9 is divine guidance and direction. We saw that already for the life of Saul. God guides your steps as you go out on assignment for him. He guides your steps. He directs your moves. Divine guidance and direction. Divine guidance and direction. Number 10 is joy and fulfillment. The 70 returned with joy. Walk for God. It will cure your depression. Walk for God. It will cure your depression. Walk for God. Win the souls. Win the lost. The 70 went out on evangelism. They returned with joy. They went for soul winning. Returned with joy. And number 11 is divine honor. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those that bring good tidings. God honors. He honors. He gives you a level of honor that will make people wonder, who is this and what is he doing? Honor. Divine honor. Belong to those who go out for God. And number 12 is eternal rewards. When you arrive in eternity, you arrive to a royal welcome. All your children in the Lord, all who you led to Christ, who went ahead of you, Papa welcome, Mama welcome. They are happy. Thank you for not making me to miss heaven. Thank you for causing me to miss hell. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Life does not end on earth. One day we'll leave this world. One day we'll step into eternity. One day we'll step into eternity. And while we are in eternity, it is what we did on earth that will determine what kind of eternity and what quality of eternity we are in. I believe that the Lord will help us. I want you to live for God. I want you to live for souls. I want us to go for souls. Win the lost at all cost. Win the lost at all cost. Win the lost at all cost. And that will reduce our prayer requests. Things will be happening for us on their own without us struggling. Somebody is blessed. And who is that person? Are you blessed at all? Stand up on your feet to the shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and lift your voice and let's appreciate him. Let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Elohino. Thank you, Elohika. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Well, lift your hands and voice and say after me, say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, I receive the grace to win the lost at all cost. I receive that grace. I receive the help. I receive the mercy. I receive your help. I receive the mantle. I receive the ability to win the lost at all cost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and tell God. Speak to God. The grace to win the lost at all cost. To win the lost at all cost. To win the lost at all cost. I receive that grace. I receive that help. I receive that message. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You need to give your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front here. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front here. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want today to mark a new day in your life? Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the front here. Let's go into singing while they come. I give you the count of 10. 1. While they are coming out, let's go ahead and quickly make the communion available. That's right. Communion available. Quickly, quickly, come forward here.
Let me be pleasing to you.
Let me be pleasing to you.
That's one reason.
That's one reason.
That is not here for you.
Don't let anything delay you. When you hear a call of surrender and you know your life is not in order with Jesus, rush to the front. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Also rush to the front. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Rush to the front. You've done this before. You have an addiction in your life that needs to be broken. Rush to the front. I don't want to smoke anymore, drink anymore, womanize anymore. I don't want to cheat anymore. I don't want to deceive anymore. I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want to be fraudulent anymore. Run to the front. I'll give you the count of 10 again. Lord, I want to know you more. 1.
Lord, I want to know you more.
2.
Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to do.
Lord, I want to know your way.
Oh.
Lord, I want to know you more.
See your way.
Lord, I want to do
you more. Lord, I want to live.
I have just one. I have just one life to live. And it must glorify you. My youthful Lord. And brother, I have just one life.
I have just one life to live.
And it must glorify
you. My youthful Lord.
Lord, I want to know.
Lord, I want to see.
Lord, I want to do.
Lord, I want to do.
Lord, I want to live.
Lord, I want to live.
Lord, I want to know.
Shut up, Lord.